department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Tuesday, President Trump hosted the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, at the White House. Fox News Entertainment contributor Carly Shimkus on how that meeting went.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey appears to be getting on the president's good side. President Trump taking to Twitter yesterday, writing, quote, great meeting this afternoon at the White House with Jack from Twitter. Lots of subjects discussed regarding their platform and the world of social media in general. Look forward to keeping an open dialogue. Now, Twitter announcing today it is adding a reporting feature to help prevent election meddling. This includes stopping misleading information about how to vote or register to vote, requirements for voting, including ID requirements, and misinformation about the official announced date or time of the election. The changes will start in India and the EU, then roll out globally. The president's meeting with Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey comes a week after the release of the Mueller report.
Tragedy strikes again at a popular national park. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
There's been another death at the Grand Canyon. Park officials say a 70-year-old woman fell about 200 feet off the Pipe Creek Vista yesterday, the second accidental death from a fall in the Grand Canyon National Park itself this year. A man died from a fall just outside the national park borders at the Grand Canyon as well.
This is National Parks Week as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says Democrats don't need to see the president's tax returns.
IRS has investigated his taxes. They exist to come after us if we don't pay our taxes. And they're confidential and they don't leak. If they haven't gone after him on taxes for that six-year period, then there's nothing wrong with his taxes. Then they can't investigate his taxes better than the IRS. They want his taxes to embarrass him.
Giuliani was speaking there on Fox News. Now, yesterday was a House Democrat-imposed deadline for the IRS to turn over 6 years of the president's tax returns. Lori Loughlin is planning to use the we didn't know defense in the college cheating scandal. TMZ is reporting that Loughlin and her husband are going to say in court that the $500,000 they donated to a bogus charity they didn't know would be used as a bribe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Electrical pros do it right to get everything in one stop, so you spend more time on the job than away from it, and spend less money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities and at the right prices, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of 12-2 and 14-2 Southwire Romex Simpull wire, now 5% off. Plus, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 424 through 426 while supplies last. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
A former pharmaceutical executive has been indicted on criminal charges connecting with the opioid crisis. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says one-time Rochester Drug Cooperative CEO Lawrence Dowd III turned a blind eye.
From 2012 to 2017, it shipped tens of millions of highly addictive oxycodone pills and fentanyl products to pharmacies that it knew were illegally dispensing narcotics.
A lawyer for the 75-year-old Dowd says he will fight the charges.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to announce his presidential bid. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News,
Biden's timing actually benefits him because the Democrats seem really desperate to find an alternative to Bernie Sanders, who's the clear announced frontrunner right now in the polling and on the ground.
After announcing, Biden is set to have a rally in Pittsburgh on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Tuesday, President Trump hosted the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, at the White House. Fox News Entertainment contributor Carly Shimkus on how that meeting went.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey appears to be getting on the president's good side. President Trump taking to Twitter yesterday, writing, quote, "Great meeting this afternoon at the White House with Jack from Twitter. Lots of subjects discussed regarding their platform and the world of social media in general. Look forward to keeping an open dialogue." Now, Twitter announcing today it is adding a reporting feature to help prevent election meddling. This includes stopping misleading information about how to vote or register to vote, requirements for voting, including ID requirements, and misinformation about the official announced date or time of the election. The changes will start in India and the EU, then roll out globally. The president's meeting with Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey comes a week after the release of the Mueller report.
Tragedy strikes again at a popular national park. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
There's been another death at the Grand Canyon. Park officials say a 70-year-old woman fell about 200 feet off the Pipe Creek Vista yesterday, the second accidental death from a fall in the Grand Canyon National Park itself this year. A man died from a fall just outside the national park borders at the Grand Canyon as well.
This is National Parks Week as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. I've been on a little bit of a vacation off the last 2 weeks. I kind of feel rusty. I've been in my sixth year in Modern Design here on WHCRDB in Flemington and thought to myself, well, how does this work? So I guess that's a sign of having a good vacation if you're rested. But I am back and I'm very enthused. A lot of new projects are coming my way. I don't know what that is. Maybe the rest I needed. Lots of wonderful things to talk about ideas and projects. If you're following me on social media, my topics start on Sunday, and Sunday I come up with a topic, and that will go in my blog. And if you would like to subscribe to my blog and get great ideas every week, that's called the, T-H-E, color, C-O-L-O-R, guru, G-U-R-U, dot, blog, dot, oh my goodness, the color guru. .blogspot.com, and you could go on there and you can sign up, and every week you'll get what was trending and pictures that go with it. And it's kind of fun. If you're looking for design inspiration, it is definitely free, and that's where my idea comes. And I just was so inspired when I came back. When I left, things were just budding. When I came back, everything was exploding. And it's really just beautiful and inspiring to walk around, especially the past couple of days because the weather is so nice. So our topic today happens to be called Spring is Sprung. I want to talk about new and exciting ideas. Our next couple of week shows will be all about the spring, not just outside, but outside and inside, and things you can do to lighten up your home, make it more spring-like with wonderful colors, add some floral elements or some plants, and a lot of ways to do things in a more modern way this year, in a more updated way this year. A lot to talk about. Our topic today is Spring is Sprung. We're going to take our first set of commercial message. We'll be back with lots more to do in this show. Feel free to call in. The phone lines are open a little bit early today. It's 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. What have you done to make your house look more like spring this season? I'm back after these messages.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. Wow, I have great sound in the studio. And before I left, I said, you know, people say that sometimes some of the programs on WHUR are kind of not loud enough. So I think they really worked on that. I have great sound quality today. So let's take a look at the weather, which is always a pleasure to do at this time of year. And let's see what the National Weather Service is telling us. I was just so lucky because I get the heads up for the rest of the week on Wednesday. So let's see if it's going to continue on this trend. Currently, we're at fair skies with 69 degrees. This afternoon, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 68. We've already reached 69, probably 70, I would think. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 45. On Thursday, there's a 20% chance of slight showers with a high of 69 degrees. Thursday night, there's a 60% chance of showers, likely with a low of 52. On Friday, folks, it's going to be a rain day, 80% chance of showers with a high of 68. On Friday night, a 50% chance of continued showers with a low of 46. Saturday is going to be a beautiful sunny Saturday with a high of 65 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 45, I should say, not 5. And then finally on Sunday, oh no, Sunday is supposed to be another rain day, but only 30% chance of showers with a high of 66. So mixed bag. There's a little bit of rain in there, but sounds like some nice sunny days. Well, my name is Richard Christopher Scuderi, and I am an interior designer, home stager, and contractor, more contractor these days, I would say, for the past 22 years. My business is located right here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, in Ringo's, New Jersey. I'm inside Flemington Fan and Lighting, and we are expanding, so some new things coming up there. Accessories, wonderful things that you can get for your home that go in and out, beautiful lamps, lighting fixtures, and lots of unique gifts and things for your home. I specialize in kitchens and baths these days. I'm working on a lot, two in particular, one in the Princeton, New Jersey area, and another one right here in White House Station, a beautiful home. And working with a lot of subcontractors in the Hunterdon County area. It's kind of nice when you're working with Chamber Radio to work with other local businesses in Hunterdon County. We need to spread the wealth and work within our community. I always feel very good about that. So as I was saying before we went to commercial break, today's topic is Spring is Sprung. And looking for inspiration. Every week I look for inspiration for the shows, but I'm always looking each season for what's trending this year for spring. And each year is a little bit different, as you know, when you look back at pictures and so on. You know, one of the best parameters for me is if you're on Facebook, which I'm on, but pretty much live on for my business, but also to be in contact with people. I really do think it's a good thing, as well as other social media. But every once in a while, a thing will pop up, and it's something with you 5 years ago. And I'll be talking about a specific topic 5 years ago and see how much it's changed today and how people are doing stuff and what's trending and so on. What I noticed this year is trending for spring in general is the color pink is back. You know, when I think of pink, I think of the 1980s, and the color back then was called blush or mauve. And everybody wanted blush or mauve with gray, paired with gray. And that was the 1980s. That was fresh. That was spring. Well, that's been out for a long time, but in a very reinvented way, with the return first of the industrial look and the grays, the gray came back. And now this spring, I'm seeing the pop color, a gray paired with pop pinks, light pinks, crazy everywhere I go. I went shopping with a client the other day for furniture in Pottery Barn in the Bridgewater Commons Mall, and all the accessories, all the pillows, everything was pink. I never thought pink would come back, but it's coming back with a freshness and a vengeance. For Christmas time last year, there was something called Millennial Pink, and people were using pink as a Christmas decorating color. So, you know, trends do come around. So pink is definitely something that I see trending for spring this season, whether it be in throws or in pillows, accent pieces. Pink is out there, pink mixed with gray. So who knew that that would come back? Succulents continue. Plants in your home, as well as florals. But plants in your home not only are people finding that plants are good for you because they balance, because we take in oxygen and we give off carbon dioxide, plants do the opposite. So it's a good balance for us. But people putting live plants in their house, and the continue of using succulents, all different sorts of succulents in the house, beautiful succulent bowls with different mixed succulents, chicks and hens, things that have texture. And I was in the garden center getting some inspiration for today's show, and I saw a mother talking to her daughter, and she said, you know why succulents look the way they do? Which I didn't know a long time ago. I learned it maybe about 2 years ago, is that the succulents are have their reserve water in their leaves. That's why that's so thick. There's moisture in there. So a succulent could survive in a desert climate because it has it stores its water, and that's why they look like they do. And they're really great. They're very architectural. And even if you don't change the furniture in your space, just adding some succulents to it, you know, in different arrangements, just make a space look more modern because they're very current. And putting in some interesting pots, maybe some painted pots, something with like dark charcoal gray or black, or maybe natural wood in a box. That's a natural wood elements, is a way to make things look more like spring. So definitely succulents and plants in general. There's a tree out now, an ornamental fig tree. That's out now. It's called a fiddle fig, I believe, is the name of it. If you go to a nice garden center and ask for the fiddle fig, they'll know what you're talking about. It does not bear fruit. It has a beautiful leaf on it, and it has interesting foliage, and it has interesting trunk, and it's a perfect plant for your home to put in a pot. It doesn't require much maintenance, and it's a very pretty tree. So fiddle fig, that's another thing that in the home that's definitely trending for spring. Willows, pussy willows in particular, I saw them everywhere, and people are doing some fun things with them. First of all, people are using them when they do their outside pots and they get rid of all the winter stuff. They want a tall center, right? We always talk about the thriller, the filler, and the speller when you do pots. People are taking their pots and they're getting pussy willows and putting them in the dirt. And that's actually a good thing for two reasons. So you have the center of your pot that's really tall and it has some visual interest. Or you could cut it down so it's not so tall, but you have a really nice look there for spring for your pots. And then you can have sort of your bulbs around that, maybe one or two things that spill out over. But it's a great look. So I saw that people kind of picked up on that this year, and they were doing that a lot. Of course, they're also gray, so they look nice if you have yellow daffodils in the gray. They kind of have a modern look to them. But another thing that's trending this year is using a landscape of green or green and white for your plantings. Now, I noticed a lot of people this year are just doing a pot, you know, an outdoor pot, and just putting a boxwood in it. And then they're shaping that boxwood in different shapes. So I saw yesterday, I forget where I was, in a stylish place, and outside of it they had some zinc pots that were, I guess, about this high in succession. And in each one was not flowers at all. It was a boxwood plant, and the boxwood had been cut into sort of a square shape and squared off. And that's trending this year, I think. Greenery and paying more attention to the greenery, although flowers are still in, using that and having a simple image of something that was dark charcoal gray with a live green element. So that's very spring for this year as well. It seems this year things are a little bit simpler, which is kind of nice. And I am seeing a return to color, and people are starting, I think, to look for color again. And you're going to see that a little bit more, I think, even in the summer. People are even starting to paint some pink colors on the walls other than gray, which is kind of nice to have some stuff, because I really do love color. Although I've gotten used to gray walls and the pop of color, because the subtlety, when everything is so neutral, you do appreciate those little pops of color, maybe even more so. All right, we're going to go to another set of commercial messages. A lot to talk about. Call into our show. Don't be shy. Our topic today is Spring Has Sprung, Great Spring Ideas for 2019. The phone number here is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi, and my company is called Maven Hill Designs. M as in Michael, A-V as in Victor, I-N, Hill, H-I-L-L Designs. I'm located in Hunterdon County and have been for the past 22 years in Ringgoes, New Jersey. I've been in different spots in Hunterdon, but the past couple of years I've been in Ringgoes, New Jersey. I'm inside Flemington Fan and Lighting, a 6,000-square-foot showroom of lighting, and now my accessories and some beautiful things to look at. A lot of the work I do are kitchens and baths, staging for realtors, painting, paint color consultation, wallpaper. Folks, wallpaper is back, embrace it. Just general ideas for your house. I have the pleasure of working with a couple in Flemington on their house, and recently they've just purchased a new beach home in Manasquan, New Jersey. So yesterday, with the weather being so lovely, they said, come down in the afternoon for 3 o'clock and we'll show you the new beach house and what we want to do. So I got to go down to Manasquan there, and that Brielle, Manasquan, Point Pleasant area, it's just more beautiful than ever. I had forgotten how nice it was. Hadn't been in that part of the shore in a long time. I typically go to the northern part of the shore. It was just beautiful and inspiring. And we're going to do a whole show. In fact, I'm going to have the homeowners in later on this summer, and we're going to do a whole show after I get the board together, the design board. We're going to do a whole show on coastal. You know, I'm a big fan of coastal style, but now I'm going to get to do it on a waterfront property, which is kind of exciting, and coming up with some innovative and sort of more sophisticated ideas for what somebody would do in a shore home today. Lots of beautiful board and batten or wainscoting, and lots of grounded with lots of white and navies and things that are just simple but classic. And we're going to do some wonderful, we're going to put a new kitchen in, open walls up, and we're going to do some wonderful things here, and I'll bring that to you. So our topic today specifically happens to be spring has sprung and ideas to make your house more spring-like. So we talked a little bit about what's trending. Pink is trending for spring 2019. In fact, I gave an arrangement. My wonderful godmother had a couple of events and things happening. So I sent the other day, I went to look for inspiration. I said, what's going to look nice for spring? And they were featuring the spring arrangements in pink mercury glass. So we've seen a lot of blue mercury glass. We've seen a lot of silver mercury glass. But this was pink, so it was really kind of retro looking, and it had beautiful pink and white roses in it. So pink is trending. I see it online when I look for things consistently. If you look, I went into, as I say, Pottery Barn. All the pillows, all the accessories, the throws, everything was pink. So pink, in fact, is very much back. That millennial pink that I talked about last winter time with Christmas inspirations. We talked about succulents continue to be popular. People like succulents a lot. Another thing I'm seeing people do is walls with plants. So I've seen them done as shelves where people are getting just a little individual. I sold them a lot when I had my Maplewood store, individual succulents, and they would just have some simple shelving. People are putting simple shelving up and displaying their succulents, so that's very popular. I'm seeing people do things with pallets, old gray weathered pallets, and they're putting succulents in there, whether they be fake ones or actually real ones. I'm seeing people doing like almost shadow boxes or wall boxes, and in them they have plants and succulents. So typically they're rectangular, and they do them in succession on the wall. I've seen them, again, a lot with succulents, but other plants as well. Plants are definitely trending. Not even so much the flowers, but the plants themselves are trending. Interesting. I talked about the fiddle fig, that ornamental live plant for inside the house. It doesn't bear fruit like a regular fig tree. It stays a relatively manageable size, but that was something that was trending this year. Also, I saw it trending in flower arrangements, that people are going towards one color now, and they're not doing such big over-the-top flower arrangements, whether it be your dining room table, your foyer table. People are doing simple arrangements in different kind of vessels in succession. So maybe your theme, maybe you have a pretty table in your foyer. Instead of having one big vase with lots of stuff going on, you have three individual things of different sizes, maybe smaller, maybe silver, maybe blue and white china, what you ever have, but three of those. And then each one would have, one would have maybe a beautiful white flower in it. The next one would have maybe a beautiful pink flower, and the third one would have something with a combination, but they were just groups of small flowers together as opposed to a big element with a lot going on. And the flowers, when they do arrangements, they're typically one single type of flower, no fillers, no fern, no nothing, but just that sort of, whether it be rose heads or even carnations, you know, anything just grouped together by color. So that's something that I see trending. Also, just using a shrub, a small shrub in a pot without flowers, doing something simple and architectural. We talked about the boxwood, how boxwoods are more popular than ever. I was in a swank, I think it was a hotel entrance, and they had beautiful pots that were zinc and like a dark charcoal, and all the pots just had boxwoods in them. There were no spring flowers, nothing, but they were cut into sort of a rectangular shape, each one, or square shape, I guess, in each one in succession, and things in succession of a similar style repetitively, I see as something that's very much in style. Simple. Gray is still in. The pop colors are very prominent. Pink, probably the most common color. I also like that spring green, that really light, sort of pretty spring green with charcoal and all shades of gray is very much a spring combination. Yellow is hot. Not the yellow that we used to have, the 90s sort of pale yellow, but a bright yellow with gray I see a lot as a spring thing in patterns and pillows and things of that nature. A lot of pink, a lot of yellows as spring colors here. And then that beautiful light sort of spring green popping. The blues are still popular, but right now I'm seeing a lot more pink than blue. Corals, light pinks. There's a specific pink that's out right now that's kind of like an 80s retro pink, and it's sort of a middle-of-the-road pink. But when you pair it with gray, it has a new freshness to it. I don't exactly know why. I'm also seeing pink and black and things. When I look at pillows, I see combinations of pink and black as being very, very popular. So definitely a different look this year for spring, a simpler look, similar lines, understated, but definitely a freshness for the way spring looks. We're going to go to our news now, and afterwards I'm going to talk about setting a table for Mother's Day, new ideas that I found, things that you can do to make that table look fresh, and then wonderful ideas for your home, continuing both inside and outside, to have a new spring fresh look. All right, we'll take our news and then we'll be back with wonderful ideas. Today's topic, spring has sprung.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says Democrats don't need to see the president's tax returns.
IRS has investigated his taxes. They exist to come after us if we don't pay our taxes. And they're confidential, and they don't leak. If they haven't gone after him on taxes for that six-year period, then there's nothing wrong with his taxes. Then they can't investigate his taxes better than the IRS. They want his taxes to embarrass him.
Giuliani was speaking there on Fox News. Now, yesterday was a House Democrat-imposed deadline for the IRS to turn over 6 years of the president's tax returns. Lori Loughlin is planning to use the "we didn't know" defense in the college cheating scandal. TMZ is reporting that Loughlin and her husband are going to say in court that the $500,000 they donated to a bogus charity they didn't know would be used as a bribe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Electrical pros do it right to get everything in one stop, so you spend more time on the job than away from it, and spend less money, too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities and at the right prices, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of 12-2 and 14-2 Southwire Romex Simpull wire, now 5% off. Plus, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 424 through 426 while supplies last. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
A former pharmaceutical executive has been indicted on criminal charges connecting with the opioid crisis. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says one-time Rochester Drug Cooperative CEO Lawrence Dowd III turned a blind eye.
From 2012 to 2017, it shipped tens of millions of highly addictive oxycodone pills and fentanyl products to pharmacies that it knew were illegally dispensing narcotics.
A lawyer for the 75-year-old Dowd says he will fight the charges.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to announce his presidential bid. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News,
Biden's timing actually benefits him because the Democrats seem really desperate to find an alternative to Bernie Sanders, who's the clear announced frontrunner right now in the polling and on the ground.
After announcing, Biden is set to have a rally in Pittsburgh on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Tuesday, President Trump hosted the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, at the White House. Fox News Entertainment contributor Carly Shimkus on how that meeting went.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey appears to be getting on the president's good side. President Trump taking to Twitter yesterday, writing, quote, "Great meeting this afternoon at the White House with Jack from Twitter. Lots of subjects discussed regarding their platform and the world of social media in general. Look forward to keeping an open dialogue." Now, Twitter announcing today it is adding a reporting feature to help prevent election meddling. This includes stopping misleading information about how to vote or register to vote, requirements for voting, including ID requirements, and misinformation about the official announced date or time of the election. The changes will start in India and the EU, then roll out globally. The president's meeting with Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey comes a week after the release of the Mueller report.
Tragedy strikes again at a popular national park. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
There's been another death at the Grand Canyon. Park officials say a 70-year-old woman fell about 200 feet off the Pipe Creek Vista yesterday, the second accidental death from a fall in the Grand Canyon National Park itself this year. A man died from a fall just outside the national park borders at the Grand Canyon as well.
This is National Parks Week as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. If you're just tuning into our broadcast, I'm an interior designer, home stager, and contractor for the past 22 years, working in the tri-state area, specifically New Jersey, but also a little bit in Pennsylvania and New York, doing wonderful things, or I hope wonderful things, throughout. I've been very fortunate to have a lot of my work published. I do also have a television show on the Comcast channel that you can watch if you're in New Jersey on Comcast or anywhere. After the shows air twice on Comcast in New Jersey, they are on YouTube. So if you go to my YouTube page, Richard Christopher Scuderi, you'll see that our program is there in a variety of topics. I've recently found out that I'm going to have a cameraman for the summer, so we're going to take our television show on the road, and we're going to be going to wonderful places in the tri-state area for design inspiration and bring more wonderful ideas to you, things that you can do to make your home wonderful. Sometimes people say to me, you know, the thought of bringing a designer in or a contractor in seems very intimidating and it must be very expensive. Well, we do have an answer to that at Maven Hill Designs. I do something every day called Fresh Eyes for $199 plus tax. I'll come out and spend an hour to 2 hours with you going through your home or your office or your business or maybe if you have a restaurant or doctor's offices, and give you some wonderful ideas that you can do yourself or work with you on. So it is very attainable. Sometimes it's nice to have a pair of just that fresh eyes to take a look at a space that you've gotten used to and bring it to be what is the best that it can be. To reach me or any of my staff at Maven Hill Designs, the phone number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. I also wanted to let you know that one of the things that we've talked about here on the show is that I've written a book called The Lonely Boy. And I've been on tour with Barnes & Noble with the book, and I'm pleased to announce that Barnes & Noble has me at their next location. On June the 1st, I will be doing an afternoon about good mental health. I have several wonderful guests, which I will probably have them in studio here before we go on and do our presentation on good mental health, and that is on June the 1st, Saturday, June the 1st. From 2 o'clock, probably be 2 to 5, I'll be signing my book, The Lonely Boy, and we're going to have a wonderful presentation. Everything is free. It'll be a mental health day, mental health fair, and we're going to talk about strategies for good mental health. So I know many of you have given me a lot of wonderful ideas and feedback on social media. If you get a chance, come out and meet me and say hello. Our topic today happens to be Spring Has Sprung and wonderful ideas for spring, and specifically what's trending this year for spring in this general area, what I'm seeing in the garden centers, what I'm seeing in the stores, what I'm seeing for accessories. We've talked a lot about the trend of pink being back, retro, live plants being more popular, succulents. We're talking about people doing using plants for art on the walls, doing them on shelves, doing succulents on shelves. We talk about the fiddle fig, which is a new trending tree out there for inside the house. We talked about a more simple style, people using one element, what they're doing being flower arrangements. Instead of doing a big flower arrangement, they're doing several, and they're doing smaller ones but with solid color. We're talking about using maybe shrubs outside now in a different way, in a pot, very simple, and repeating the elements. So there's simplicity to what's going on. Gray continues to trend, but I'm starting to see a return of color, which is really, really nice. So I think we're going to continue to see that definitely very much trending for spring. So I'm going to talk about Mother's Day and setting a table. And you don't have to necessarily, you know, some of us don't have as I did, not have their mothers in their life, but setting a brunch table or things that you can do to make your table looks nice. I did not get to do this year an Easter table, but I went on for this week's show for Spring Has Sprung and some wonderful ideas for spring. And one of the things that's trending with table settings now is they're getting a little bit less formal. So people are doing new things with tables and settings. I'm working on two restaurants right now, and in both the restaurants, they've opted recently to ditch the tablecloths on both pretty nice restaurants and ditch the tablecloths and go for a new tops to all the tables in the restaurant and do them in dark stained reclaimed wood. So that industrial trend, that trend of fine food, but then a juxtaposition of something that's rustic is very popular right now. So the same thing I say holds true to doing your own entertaining at home. We're going to make it a little bit less formal and a little bit more rustic. So one of the things that I would suggest when you're doing your spring tables, maybe forego the tablecloth. Maybe just do simple placemats instead and bring some spring tones in it and bring some nature into it. Nice things to do for spring are natural elements. I love tans and greens. So perhaps we're going to set our table for maybe Mother's Day if we're staying home with some sisal placemats, things that are made of nature, straw or grass, and have that kind of look. And then do our table arrangement. Instead of doing a typical floral element, let's work with the succulents. Let's do maybe wonderful pots, maybe get some wonderful terracotta pots and paint them out. You know, if you go to the local craft store, Michaels is very good, or A.C. Moore is good, and they have what's called patio paint, and those are paint that you can put on pots that you can have outside or inside. And maybe we paint them out in a dark charcoal gray, and we do the center of the table. Instead of these big arrangements, we do a low arrangements throughout, and we do all different beautiful succulents and do that down the center of the table and have that sort of rustic look to it, very simple. And we do placemats and maybe sisal or seagrass. And then we do our plates. We do round, just very simple white plates around with the whites and the tans and the greens and have that natural element be. And then maybe do a white linen napkin. And then maybe just for a little touch of elegance, we do chrome or silver napkin ring in there. And we have that sort of natural elements going on. And then a little bit of sparkle in that space. Not so floral, not so formal. Candles are always good. I would suggest that we do just simple votive candles, and we want to do them in white, and we want them to be unscented. So a simpler, natural table is kind of something that's very much trending this year. Stemless wine glasses are definitely trending as a look that's a little bit different. And again, the simple white plate, not china, not necessarily formal, a simple white plate with really good cutlery, you know, wonderful silver on the table, or, you know, just nice simple utensils. And good wine glasses, but the focus is just on the quality of the food. So you're going to see that trending more and more. I see that in the restaurants that I'm working with, a simplicity of style, and that's also very much, very spring. Our phone lines are open, and if you'd like to call into our show, the phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. I want to talk a little bit about outside now and things that I saw this year for spring pots. I don't know what it was, maybe because we had a mild winter this year, but the flowers this year, this spring, are more beautiful than ever. The trees look abundant and beautiful, and it inspires me to have you try some different things in your own home. Go out and get a nice large footed glass vase for your entrance to your house. And then instead of going to the supermarket for flowers or the traditional tulips, work with branches. Branches, if you go to any high-end florist now, they're not selling that stuff so much, the tulips and the basic stuff, or they are there, but they're featuring branches. Make an arrangement using outdoor branches. If you have a fruit tree that's starting to do its thing and blooming, cut those. Cut them very low. Cut them on an angle so they pick up water. Get a nice, simple glass vase that's footed so you have some height to it. And clear glass so you can see the not just the tops of the branches, but the entire branch. And go out and take your forsythia branches. You have a big forsythia, and it goes by so quick. Cut them on the bottom and put them in your foyer entrance. Put them on your dining room table. Put them on your sideboard. Forsythia makes a wonderful arrangement right now and very spring with that pop of yellow. Cherry blossoms. I mean, cherry blossoms and pear blossoms. Use that, the scent of that. That's really the quintessential look of spring. Work with what's in your garden. You know, I don't really buy flowers that much anymore. One of the things that I talk about that's a good plant in Hunterdon County that the deer don't eat is called Lenten rose. So one of the things that I did this year for spring that was a little bit different, I took all my blue and white bud vases I had, the small vases that I had were blue and white. I went out to my flower beds and I noticed overnight what had come up out of the ground with my Lenten roses. And they were in these beautiful shades of pink, all different types of pink. And I cut them to the base and I filled them. So my mantelpiece and my foyer have all these different arrangements of Lenten roses, something a little bit different looking. That's something that you can do for spring. That's sort of a modern flower with a lot of texture and just small arrangements around. That's very inspiring for spring. We talked about pussy willows. We talked about any kind of branch. Any branch that you have has visual interest to do it. So just go out to your garden and pick what's natural. Also, this year, trending, people, this sounds kind of funny, people are decorating with moss. So whether you you plant moss and you have it in a bowl, which is very nice, and you get that limey spring green look, that's something that's popular. But even in the craft stores now, people are decorating with all different types of moss, the light green moss, the dark green moss, and they're decorating with that. They're putting that in a bowl. Or if there's an arrangement, or someone gives you an arrangement, or someone gives you bulbs and they give you, let's say, a hyacinth plant for Easter. After Easter, you take the foil back, you put it in a nice decorative pot, and then you go get some nice moss and you fill the moss in between so it has that more natural look. And that's a way to make things have a spring look to them. White and green flowers, doing a simple palette with just whites and greens is very in style now. Not so many mixed color flowers, but that simplistic with one or two colors, white flowers. You know, when you do white flowers in your garden beds or inside your house, something very interesting happens. With that lack of color or that white, you start to notice the architecture of the flower more, and it gives you a very different kind of a look. So something else that you can do for your garden, that's good. You know, growing things also in your windows, but doing them in clear glass vases is kind of a nice look. Sprouting something, that's very in, because the natural element is in. So if you took some wonderful clear glass vases and put them in your window, and then you sprouted something, maybe you take an avocado pit or some sort of things in succession, and then you sprout something. If you do some sort of a grass or something like that, and you start those things. Herbs are very popular this year for spring. Get some herb pots. Just get some inexpensive pots at a five and dime or wherever you see them, and let's paint those. Put like a charcoal gray on them or a light gray, or cover them in burlap, something on the outside so they have some texture to them. And we have herb pots around, or herb pots in our window, herbs and greens and natural elements, things that are very simple and timeless, are very much in for spring this year. All right, we'll take our last set of commercial messages and more today's topic for 2019. Spring has sprung and the trends for the season.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringgoes, New Jersey, and have been doing our program here for 6 years, and it's gone by very quickly. I'm really happy to see that with the social media attached to the show that people are watching, they're getting ideas, and it's kind of fun to learn from other people. And my happiest times are when I connect in my business and what I get to do and being creative with other people and help maybe inspire some of their dreams. I think it's one of the best things that you can do when you make other people happy, and certainly design can definitely do that. Well, our topic today happens to be spring has sprung and wonderful spring ideas. We're talking about things that you can do outside for your home to make it spring-oriented and have a freshness to it, and things that you can do inside. Something came up yesterday when I went down the shore to look with this couple's home, and they have basically just a very nice beach house. It's three stories, but simple and on a narrow lot. But there was no color to the house whatsoever. It was tan and white, and the front door was white. And one of the things that's trending for spring, and it has been trending for a while, but it doesn't just have to be a gray house. People were painting their houses dark gray, and then they were doing a pop at the front door. But that is now, for spring, follow suit with any color house, that I notice people are taking away their, you know, typical brick red or black front door, and they're going to more of a fresh color, maybe like in Bermuda. You go to Bermuda, if you've ever been there before, and you see the color of all the beautiful colors of doors, and every door is different. That has a little different architecture per door and a different color, and it's so pretty. And I'm seeing that trend for spring as a way to make your house look fresh. Instead of painting that black door black or white or red again, painting it out in an unusual color. I saw recently a house that the door was a white house, and the door was painted in like a pistachio green color. That really evokes spring, and it was just a wonderful look. And whether you kept that all year long, you know, you could decorate that with a gorgeous pine cone wreath at Christmas time and do green and brown and do that outside and have wonderful, maybe some wonderful greens in your pot, and just continue with the green, like the oil rub bronze pots. You could work with the green and brown all season. It's not just for spring. But now that it's spring and people are doing their restoration, how about trying a new, wonderful spring-looking door? How about a pink door? I saw an article of this house where they painted it was a classic colonial, and they painted the front door sort of a really pretty pink color at the front door, a classic colonial. It was white with blue, dark blue shutters, and they changed the front door color to pink. And it was really beautiful. It had a freshness to it. So that's something that really I see trending, people picking unusual colors for their front door, those sort of springy, sweet colors, maybe like a melon color. I was up in Maplewood a couple of weeks ago, and a couple had put a new front door in, and then they painted it sort of a color like a cantaloupe, a sort of orangey, citrusy kind of spring-looking color. And I have to tell you, a really pretty and unexpected color. Coral is another one. A rich coral front door could be nice. Or maybe a teal. Or, you know, again, that the pistachio or a light spring green. I saw a house down in Deal, and it was painted lavender, a pale lavender front door. Not a shocking lavender, but a pretty sort of pale lavender. The house was a green, a cement board siding, green with white trim. And gray shutters, but the front door was lavender and had really wonderful freshness. And you can build a whole palette for each season off of that color. So spring colors for your front door, making a change is something that can do that. And that carries through for the spring colors for the season. You know, years ago, our grandmothers would have a couple of sets of comforters and stuff, and they would change things out, even drapes. And they would change things out seasonally. We don't do that. I think we're all so busy, we don't do that as much anymore. But changing, freshening up when you're about to replace something, freshening up some pillows. Don't put back what you put before. Get a couple of spring green pillows. Do maybe navy blue and green, which is very spring. Or maybe you have some, you know, flowers on your dried flowers on your table that have been there forever. toss those out and get a bowl of succulents, plant some wonderful succulents, low maintenance, and put them in a bowl. Work with things that are clear, work with things that are that have sort of a new and simple look to them. And it actually makes you feel better when you bring some of that stuff to the table. I have to tell you, in the garden center this year, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, I went to a couple of really good garden centers, and one of them that I like is up in New Hope, Pennsylvania. It's called the Living Earth. And they have beautiful, beautiful things. They're things that you can't get in other places. You know, the big box stores are great, and they have good prices on some of the annuals. But when you go up to a independently owned nursery, you often get some wonderful ideas because the things are a little bit different. And in our general area here, the Living Earth is one of the places that I love for unusual things, things that you can't find in other places. There's another one also in central New Jersey called the Great Swamp, in sort of that in that central Jersey Morristown sort of Harding area called the Great Swamp, which you can Google, and they have unusual plants as well. And the trend of things being unusual is itself a trend. So perhaps you like the color purple and you want to do something different. Perhaps you go out this year and you do all violets, purple violets, and you do them in a pot or you do them on your sideboard to have all little purple violets. Do things that are inclusive to your own taste. Cloches are very in encasing things in glass. So maybe you do little fern plants, right? So ferns and any sort of green is in right now. So maybe you get some fern plants, maybe for your sideboard or you're the center of your dining room table, and then you put the ferns, the different type of ferns on the table. Maybe you make an arrangement in clear glass and it's just all fern leaves. Or maybe you take your Andromeda bush or any of these interesting perennials that you have, or maybe the some different leaves from your, you know, something that you just really love in your garden, and you put that out. That's something that makes it look new and different. We're looking at simplicity and simple shapes this spring. Tulips is something that everybody likes, and it's certainly to have the simple tulips. Take a look at parrot tulips. Did you ever look at the parrot tulips? There's a lot of different varieties to tulips that have some interesting and great shapes. Maybe you do a couple of sets of arrangements of tulips, but you do all white. But you do three different styles of tulips. That's kind of a modern thing to do. And just see the architecture of the flower, something, you know, very different to do. I read in an article, I'd say about a month ago, about making your arrangements for your house a little bit different. And one of the things that they suggested doing was making arrangements using vegetables instead of flowers. So maybe do an arrangement where you get some... and this is probably going to make some people laugh, but take something like asparagus, right? Asparagus is interesting in architectural, and wrap it with some raffia and do something like that as a display, maybe in your kitchen sideboard, and put them in a little bit of a vase or a vessel and have asparagus and have them tied asparagus. That's a very nice spring look. How about growing lettuce, doing lettuce inside and having that be a look for your space in a beautiful pot. You know, lettuce sort of unfolds like a rose, and that's something that you can do that's sort of trendy. I actually saw last year someone had some raised beds, one of my neighbors, and it was all different beautiful lettuces, red leaf lettuce and different lettuces. They look like roses or even like maybe cabbage roses. They have a really beautiful look to them. So look to things that you have had in your garden already. Work with them. Work with simplicity and just general beauty. Lots of pink this season, and you'll be on your way for being very chic for spring. Lots of new shows, lots of guests in the next couple of weeks talking about different topics for spring and summer. Thanks for tuning in. Want to reach me to find out more about Maven Hill Designs, 908-884-0770. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you next Wednesday right here for another edition of Modern Design. Have a great day, everybody. Get outside. It's beautiful. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are in Georgia, where the president talks about the opioid crisis.
We are making great progress to stop fentanyl from coming into our communities. As a result of my negotiations with President Xi of China.
President Trump was speaking there at the summit on prescription drugs and heroin abuse in downtown Atlanta. The president also had a message for Democrats regarding subpoenas.
We're fighting all the subpoenas. These aren't like impartial people. The Democrats are trying to win 2020. They're not going to win with the people that I see, and they're not going to win against me.
Lawyers for Bill Cosby filed a bail application on his behalf on Wednesday. They accused the judge who sentenced him to prison as being part of a corrupt racist plot against Cosby. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
President Trump won't be the President Trump will not be the only White House official to skip this Saturday's annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The White House reportedly ordering all Trump administration officials to boycott the annual dinner.